Parshas Matos talks about the laws of Nedarim, upholding our vows. The parsha begins, Vaydaber Moshe el Roshei HaMatos. We find an anomaly in the way the Torah introduces this mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu addressed the head of the tribes. Why is this parsha of oaths and vows directed specifically towards the head of the tribes? So the Mefarshim explained, the reason it was taught specifically to the Roshei HaMatos is to emphasize to them the importance of serving as role models and keeping one's word. An Israeli journalist once cynically remarked, it is our experience that political leaders do not always mean the opposite of what they say. Although many of us don't view ourselves as leaders, this lesson is still applicable to each and every one of us. Whether as parents or employers or teachers, most of us have people in our lives who look up to us to serve as their moral guides. By directing it to the Roshei HaMatos, the Torah teaches us, if we want to be successful in any leadership role, it must begin with honoring our commitments. Why is that? Because leaders have a tendency and the capabilities to abuse their power. It reminds me of a story that can only happen in Israel. Back in November of 1988, when Yitzhak Shamir was the Prime Minister of Israel, he was once confronted by the press, and they asked him, while you were on the campaign trail running for office, you promised certain legislation. Why are you now breaking your campaign promises? And he answered them famously, I promised, but I never promised to keep my promises. In Parshas Matos, we learn about the enormous power and potency of our words. The pasuk says, Lo yachil devarei, you shall not profane your words. Kechol hayoytze mipiv yaseh, whatever comes out of your mouth, you shall do. Simply understood, the pasuk is referring to keeping and upholding our vows. The Chidah explains this pasuk in a very powerful homiletic way. Lo yachel devarei. If a person is careful not to desecrate his words by refraining from speaking ill of others and by speaking only the truth, then Hashem renders his mouth holy and pure and kechol hayoytze mipiv. Whatever comes out of his mouth, whatever the person asks for, yaseh, Hashem will do. The Chidah explains that this pasuk of kechol hayoytze mipiv yaseh is the secret of Tzadik Goyzer v'Kodesh Baruch Hu Makayim. Tzadik Goyzer, a Tzadik decrees, and Hashem, since he observes the entire Torah, and since it says in the Torah that if someone guards their mouth, then Kechol HaYoytze Mipiv Yaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim, Hashem has no choice but to fulfill the Tzadik's request. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzel, the author of the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, was renowned for his lifelong devotion to the truth. During his life, Rabbi Yaakov never put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, only Rashi's tefillin. Although Rabbi Yaakov certainly possessed the piety required for one who wished to take on this chumrah, but it was not his custom. A few weeks before his 90th birthday, Rabbi Yaakov tells his son, please take the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin that I have in the house to the sofer to make sure that it's kosher, because I want to start wearing them every day. His son was stunned. What happened, Tati? Rabbi Yaakov tells him, I'll tell you a story that happened about 50 years ago. One day after Shacharis, a Yid approached me in shul and asked me why I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And I told him that this was not the minhag among Lithuanian Rabbanim to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But he was not satisfied with my answer. He persisted. The Chafetz Chaim, who is also Lithuanian and among the greatest poskim of all time, he wears Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov tells his son, I wanted the man to stop pestering me. So I asked him, how old is the Chafetz Chaim? And he said, 90 years old. So I told him, when I will reach the age of the Chafetz Chaim, I will also put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And now I'm approaching 90. Rabbi Yaakov never imagined that he would live so long. And yet, here he was, closing in on number 90. And the day he turned 90, he started wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov never forgot the promise he made to that young man 50 years earlier. Lo yachil devarei. He embodied the title of his sefer, Emes LeYaakov. He never desecrated his words. Kechol hayoytze mipiv yaseh. He said 90, Tzadik goyzer v'Kadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. So Hashem gave him ariches yomim because of that. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.